Forget it. Every week, I'm like, oh, shit, I haven't done it yet because I forgot.
Because
I don't know what happened to Eric's comic book podcast.
I went to Edmonton last weekend, and I read all my comics, pretty much. Oh, no, my non-player's bent. No!
Is non-player's two out?
No, it's the second print of the first one.
Oh, is that out? When did that come out?
I don't know. I got it not last Wednesday, the Wednesday before, man. I guess Friday I picked them up. What'd you guys think of Flashpoint?
I enjoyed it.
I liked it.
It's all right.
Besides the,
I didn't read it.
Really, you didn't read it?
I didn't like the thing, you know, when the last like 7 or 8 pages or so, I can't remember how many it was just the most around talking, wasn't it? And if that's going to be, if it happens again, then I'm going to get annoyed. It was alright because it introduces the characters. But
yeah, I was about to say, it introduces the characters and it introduced the setting without wasting time on both separately.
But wait, which, man, he's not running, he's not the Flash, right? That's what I got out of it. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Well, from my understanding of the Flash origins, because apparently we're going to take a long time to actually get this, is that he becomes the Flash because he spends his time in the lab trying to solve his mother's murder. If his mother never dies, he's never in the lab, so he never becomes the Flash. What I always hate about alternate timelines is, like, I don't know how that affects everything else. Like, I don't see how that would affect Superman never coming to Earth.
Yeah, why not?
Or Bruce Wayne not dying.
The butterfly effect. You step on a butterfly in South America and a million people die in Mexico.
Yeah, but I can kind of see that, but I don't, because I would assume he becomes the Flash after some of these. Like, Bruce Pattinson has to die before he becomes the Flash. Superman has to come to Earth before he and that doesn't make any sense.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay. I don't think there's I don't know. You got to play loose and fast with the ages of the characters, I think.
Yeah, I mean, it's a novel idea, because you can't just have it so that, oh, he doesn't become the Flash and everything else is the same.
Well, I think what they're going for is, like, all Superman was it for the longest time, right? As far as, I guess, I mean, there's other Golden Age superheroes, and they're still around, but they're super old, right? Do you know what I mean? Like, Alan Scott and Jay Garrick, right? But now, Superman, that doesn't work. It's a different Superman. That's why...
Yeah, that's why I don't like time travel.
It's because of the multiverse and all that crap. Because that Superman that grew up with those guys, was the guy with the gray hair, right? The sideburns?
Oh,
came back from the crisis, right? So now the Superman that's in these books, showed up around the same time as the Flash, Green Lantern, all those guys.
Well, no, this would be the Superman. That's the Superman from the Superman who's been since the Infinite Crisis on Infinite Earths or something like that. So he still would have. I mean, it's not his own, but it's the fact that he'd have to land on Earth way before the Flash because they're on the same age.
I don't think it's the same.
You know, I've got to be honest with you. I didn't think about that at all while I was reading it. I read it. I was like, oh, that was.
Well, no, Earl just made me think of it because it makes more sense. Why would Superman be around the same age as all these guys, then, if he's been around for longer? Unless he's Superman Prime, right? Like Earth 1 Superman or whatever it is.
I've never been given any... there's never been any type of thought that he's been around longer than anybody else on this Earth. There are multiple
Supermans. No, I don't mean on the Earth. I meant...
But that doesn't count as they're crossing dimensions. This just seems to be an alternate timeline.
This is the problem with DC continuity.
He's right. I'd say this is the same issue I had with One More Day because Harry and Peter don't get married. Peter and MJ don't get married. Harry comes back to life.
Why the fuck did Harry and Peter get married, man? Is that why you're so upset?
Just because Peter and MJ don't get married, why does Harry come back to life? That doesn't make sense in the grand scheme of things either.
Wasn't it part of the deal they made or something?
Did we ever find out what the exact deal was?
She's in Europe. Norman was hiding him in Europe because that's where Norman was. That's the reason they gave. Obviously, they just wanted to bring Norman Harry back in the books just so to have him as a supporting character. But the reason in the story was he wasn't actually there to cover up him being the Green Goblin. I think he was in Europe, like, for, like, however long it was, timeline-wise.
Like his daddy did.
Yeah. I think Dan Slott wrote those issues, actually.
But that's what when they revealed the Scryer and stuff back in the day when the clone was killed and, like, the Green Goblin came back. he had revealed he's been hanging out. He's the one who founded the Scryer Foundation and all these other, and the, I can't remember the other guy, the guy with the beard and the white hair.
He's like the mastermind behind the clone saga, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Norman's the mastermind behind everything.
Norman's bad. He's bad, motherfucker.
But we can continue this offline or after the show.
Oh.
But I like Flashpoint 1. That's all I just want to say.
I enjoyed it, but yes, I have an issue with time travel and storylines in general.
Is it time travel, though? I thought the universe changed around him.
No.
Because I quite like the idea where he just woke up and he was like, what? I'm not the Flash. Well, what's all this shit going on?
No, what happened was that, as far as I can tell, Reverse Flash went back in time and messed with his history just to dick around with him.
Was that in the Flash title?
Yeah, that was in Flash 12.
Okay. I can. All right then.
Didn't read that one, did you?
I haven't read. I don't read the Flash, so.
That's probably why they canceled it too.
I was led to believe Flashpoint could be enjoyed in just 5 issues. I did not get told I read Flash.
Well, no. You see, that's the thing. You don't have to. No. I don't think you have to read the Flash to enjoy Flashpoint because
that was the last issue of the Flash, anyways.
Yeah, and even then, it's not even that big of a deal where it's like. Because they don't overtly say, like, this is what happened and this is the result of it. You just kind of see him saying, I'm going to go test this out, and then Flashpoint happens. So it's not like, oh my gosh, I don't know what's happening. You can figure it out, and I'm sure they're going to explain it. But if you – and he also makes an appearance in Flashpoint where he talks to Barry's mom.
Yeah, he's like in a panel, isn't he? Like a
– Yeah.
A shimmer of
– the hell is that?
He makes me laugh when he types stuff when he doesn't say
it. Up that keyboard.
That's two fingers giving her.
Okay. So, yes, are we all good to go?
Are we good to go?
Yeah.
Rock and roll? Are you going to put that gay music in the beginning of the episode again?
I still...
You missed it last week. Eric, you missed it. He stuttered on his intro, and you weren't here to laugh at him. So I laughed at him for you.
Yesterday?
Thank you for that.
Thank
you. Listen to the podcast. In the episode, he cut it out, but he stuttered when he was doing the intro.
I was going to comment, but I was like, nah. After my
Did I cut it out?
No, it's in there.
I think it is.
Yeah. I don't cut out everything that makes me look bad.
Just the pictures.
And there goes Dylan, and thank you for that.
Dylan!
I thought he had his connection worked out. So.
No more Wi-Fi disconnects.
Oh, he's still on. He's just disconnected from the call.
What's up with that?
Is that a Halo poster in his background? Yeah. What, he's still in front of?
Halo.
Yes. I'm going to make his...
I got my Halo back yesterday.
Hey, welcome back.
Yay. Do the intro, Dylan.